Well, Yurigo's half Christian, you know, and half Hindu. That's the, you know, I would convert totally onto the Krishna side of the ledger, and then it's all easy. And it's all a play and a dance, and there's plenty of butter, you know, and there's no need to suffer. And so that is there's a belief, I think, that your ego has, most egos have, that I need to suffer. And in fact, by suffering, I'm a good person. I prove I'm loyal to people who are also suffering. And, right, you'd have survivor's guilt. If you stop suffering, but your mother is still suffering, you'd feel bad, right? So as long as there's some kind of an attachment to a family system, then anytime you transcend that system and become happier than you were supposed to be in that system and more free from whatever constraints that they put on your identity and your trajectory, then there's a guilt that comes. So you have to free yourself from all guilt and all shame and all need to satisfy the demands of another. And usually it's an imaginary other from the past that has nothing to do with the current situation. And once you are free from the past, suddenly you realize that freedom enables a level of your being to emerge that was hidden and repressed, that is totally creative and joyous, that could never come out because it would have been attacked or made fun of in some way if it did come out. And now you're free to let it all hang out and enjoy and not worry how anyone reacts to you.
Thank you. That's super helpful. And I recognize that this sense, this belief of like, I need to suffer, a belief of martyrdom and some sadomasochistic drive in there, that is what is right. And so it's good to know where that's coming from.
Yeah.
That it can be let go.
That, unfortunately, is the Judo-Christian legacy of the West, which is why they have a Christ God who has to, you know, get nailed to a cross. And that, in effect, is the difference between East and West, I think. You could, that archetype of Christ versus Krishna. And I think that we can learn a lot in the West by adopting Krishna as a model of divinity without suffering, and freedom to enjoy life to the full regardless of the circumstances. Even in the middle of a Mahabharat war, you know, we can be in joy.
I'm going to work towards that Krishna belief.
What's that say?
I'm going to work towards that Krishna belief.
No work. No, it's all play. You can't work toward
all right,
it.
All right.
Get rid of the word work. Okay? It's all
G.
play.
Thank you, Shunya.
Okay.